Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with David, Ben, and Tracy. This is Thunderdome Metal Reviews. I am the Wizard of Evil. How are you doing tonight?
I'm the wise man. Dibs.
I'm doing what I can to find your life specifically, Gabe.
Yes, finally.
I'll tell you where it is when I find it.
And the lost and found box.
Even if it's Martin diseased, I will tell you.
The lost and found box, the Boston public school system.
Boston public schools, man. Breakdowns. You get a breakdown. You get a breakdown.
I am doing well.
Fantastic.
Would you say you're walking in the footsteps of doom, Ben?
I would not.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Always. Always. At least we are here on Thunderdome, especially when we are reviewing a metal album by an old school death metal band.
That ironically or unironically, none of us have heard. They've been around for a while, and it's like, hey, 40 years in the biz, just now hearing them.
Better late than ever, I say.
No, totally. I'm surprised. This is exactly the kind of stuff that shows up, would show up in the Gabe blast. What was it? The band you never heard of. Like, band you've heard of, but you've never heard them.
Yeah.
Because this was one of those, actually. I've heard of this band, but just never heard it. And here it is now. And I know there's been a lot of starting and stopping. That's part of it, right? They've got like phases of their career where Paul Speckman, like, I'm doing this, no, I quit. Now I'm in the Czech Republic, I'm doing it again. And so there was... part of the issue, of course, is there was not, this is enough to guarantee, but like an arc, like fucking Slayer, man. Just in terms of the band just going and going and going. This was not that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that there was necessarily that big of a break. It looks like the longest they went between releasing albums was from 93 to 98.
Oh, I thought there was another break I saw in there that, I don't know. It's all one guy.
Yeah.
It's all Paul Speckman with a revolving door of other people. So
yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. And anyway, this is Master Saints Dispelled, their 15th studio album, released on January 19th, 2024 on Hammerheart Records. Runtime of 50 minutes and 34 seconds. The lineup for the band is Paul Speckman on bass vocals. He also wrote the lyrics and did the songwriting. Alice Hitchkalaba, I probably butchered that name and I apologize, on guitars. And Peter Bajki on drums, and I also probably butchered that one as well. Pavel Havruka did the engineering, mixing, and mastering.
I'm also going to admit, Ben, which would make sense, I looked on Apple and the discography had some pretty big holes, and that may be a rights problem. Now I'm like, because with a lot of bands, it's pretty clear, you know, you look at it and there they are, but with this band, who the fuck knows? So maybe that's the issue, because there were like gaps of like 10 or more years.
So it's interesting, like you say that, because I went and looked at it too, and then it shows like 1990, and I got three albums in 99, an album in 2013, and the rest is 2022.
It's
and
that.
It's all remasters, and it's all
that,
remasters.
I figured, but what the fuck? Like, I had no...
Like, I saw that, and it's like 12 albums from like 2022, and it's like, what the fuck?
Okay. Oh, God, I'm seeing it now. Yeah. Why?
Well, dude, this is prolific, because he was in like a bunch of other bands at the same time as doing this one.
Chicago's finest.
Indeed.
Yeah, just made it work.
So how'd you find this game?
I looked and saw what was coming out, and I was thinking that there wasn't going to be anything promising, but I was like, huh, Master is a band that I've heard of, and hey, guess what? There's no death metal on the schedule yet. And
go ahead.
I didn't even listen to it. Like, first I was just like, you know what, this is gonna, I just kind of trusted it in the force, in the universe. I was like, this is gonna be something good, and boy was I not disappointed.
Like, hearing this, I feel like this is Banyo's immaculately set it in your head. I was like, oh, this is the perfect band for Gabe, just here we go.
I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think so, actually, because this is super thrashy death metal. And it harkens back to really like the beginnings of death metal in a way that, you know, like bands like Possessed don't really get me going because I just feel like it's overly thrashy and it's not super deathy. But I think this is a pretty good mixture. And you can still tell it's thrashy because you can hear a little bit of that political kind of consciousness going on there, which death metal is not necessarily famous for, but thrash is. although you might argue that death metal is, you know, waging the war against our human condition, which is maybe a political battle, but I'm not sure. Anyway, what I'm saying is this is thrashy, but not in a super annoying way. And it's shreddy. I mean, you look up big death metal energy in the dictionary, you're going to see a picture of this band. Like, this is like big death metal energy. It just rules.
It does rule. It reminds me of Early Entombed, Early to Mid, which I really like. It had that sort of vibe, right? It reminds me of Entombed's answer to what death metal could be. And it was rocking, and, you know, God, this motherfucker can play. I mean, it was... I'm surprised I've not run across them in playlists or whatever, right? A lot of the stuff will like emerge, but I never heard them. This was fun. It was short. It's 37 minutes. Ben looked at Yahweh and said, don't make this album. Do not give us another album that's an hour. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, the version I listened to was like close to an hour, so I don't know.
Wait, what? Of this? What?
Yeah.
You had, was there, oh, maybe I mine is only 37 minutes. It ends with Wizard of Evil.
Mine too.
Mine is 5034 and ends with Alienation of Insanity.
Yeah, you got the special bonus tracks.
Joyous.
didn't pay for those, did you?
No, I didn't pay for any of it, so it's okay. Just only with Moments of My Life, which we pay for everything with. Oops. So I didn't know anything about this band, obviously having never heard of them. And when I spun this the first time, I was like, oh, dude, this sounds exactly like 1993. So I thought it was like a retro band, but a really good one. And nice. So imagine my shock when I realized that this, no, we're just a bunch of OGs who are still kicking it, you know, 30 something years later.
They are. Gabe, I would say the thing about death metal is its politics are sometimes overly focused on their endless war with the church, right? Like, that sucks all
well,
the air
yeah,
out of the
true,
fucking room. It's
again,
that mode.
Again,
exclusively.
Like, do they really see that as something political, or do they see it as something as just like, you know, straight up like ideological, kind of like...
What I know is that by the time we get to the northern parts of Norway, it's all just a flame. I don't know. I think
I think there's
a spectrum of commitment to how much they want to...
It is both political and life. That's what
we
it is.
We did a band recently that...
And, you know, pissing off your parents and burning churches is really... There's really a fine line.
It's really the same thing. If we're
being honest. You're really just rebelling against the state and what you are as a human being. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
no, I
day,
see that.
Day aside to play my kid's birthday party. That's at the church.
Yeah. I do want to say, you mentioning Possess is like a fairly good comp for the couple albums that were theirs. Like, it's a very good comp for these. Like, even vocal wise, it's kind of, it's almost Venn diagram ish, almost of like straight circle. Well, what they sound like and what they're doing here.
And how old is Possess? Sorry, I didn't mean.
Possess is the band where the lead singer had that, I think, got shot during a robbing, and like he performs in a wheelchair now.
Jesus.
And like he got shot like in 1990, something like that.
Oh.
And like was paralyzed from the waist down afterwards. He's from Florida. They're from Florida.
Like, I'm sorry. I was just curious about how long they'd been around, but I learned so much more than that. I literally was like, oh, how long have they been a band? And Tracy's like, I shot a man, put him in a wheelchair.
Tracy didn't hear your question. He was just excited to talk about Possess.
1983 was their original formation.
Oh, okay, so same. And
yeah, I mean, they are also considered like one of the genre innovators. You know, they're considered to be pretty foundational themselves. However, yeah, like I said, it's still very much on the thrash side, and I feel like this is like a little bit more on the deathy side.
No, I think his vocals are better too, just like in a comparison.
His vocals are better, yes.
Yeah,
yes, they are.
As for just strict death metal, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, this wasn't bad overall, but like, it's not something I'm going to like seek out and try and like re-listen to again, because that's just
Tracy, no, try again. Try again. The answer is you're going to go and buy it, and you're going to listen to it every day. Repeat
it. I'm going to incept it into Haley. That's what I'm going to do. Incept it. Inception.
Yes, this is the album she needs to hear repeatedly, whispered to her.
Because she's going to go like four dreams deep to make it happen.
Mine's under pressure. It just becomes her identity.
Sacrifices must be made.
This is my resistant species. Yes, for sure.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't too bad.
Oh, no, this is fun. This is good shit.
Oh, dude, it was like, I mean, I don't think it's my favorite thing ever, but it was really enjoyable and really fun to listen to.
And the runtime helped.
Yes.
I mean, I will say, you guys, in a weird sense, I pick an album you guys don't like, you get stuck with for an hour and 10 minutes.
Yes, we know.
You guys pick an album I don't like, it's like 32 minutes. I'm like, okay, it's not
that bad. We know that,
too. I don't get punished for it.
We'll dial in on it. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the things you hated most of all. Fucking werewolves, I know, is for you. A werewolf blast, but anyway.
It's too late for that. I'm already...
A nerd to it? No, you're right. To it.
Yeah,
apologies, I know. I keep hitting you with it and things adjacent to it, like Thy Art Is Murder. Yeah. Well, damn it.
More Australia there.
More Australia. Now I know. But this is not that. This is a Chicagoan operating in Czechia.
As one does.
No. I'm sure he like toured there and was like, this place rocks. And that was that. I'm out.
So are you ready to do tracks?
I am. I'll go get my glass ready for a couple of y'all's answers.
Yeah, I mean,
we lost him. He just kind of froze.
You're back.
Sorry about that.
Well, you're right.
Rewind it and try again. So I wrote down, take the ride, are you brain dead? Because you just have to take the ride.
I'm brain dead after headbanging this for so long.
I feel
exactly right.
Exactly right. No, my answer is the same. Just take the ride unless you're fucking weenus. I mean, this, just do it. It's 37 minutes. If you can't handle it, don't even come in here. You're in the wrong bar.
I'm going to be the odd man out here, I think. I did pull two tracks off this album that I think kind of set above everything else, and it's Minds Under Pressure and Marred and Diseased.
So those are the ones Haley's going to hear.
Looped. Going to hear or hearing currently? It's already popping in.
It's already happening.
Hearing subliminally currently.
It's just emitting from all surfaces.
I will not say all of them. I do think everything's listenable, but the only track that I would add to what Tracy said is I do think Destruction in June is a great opener. But Mind Under Pressure to me is like where the gravy is made on this one. That's a fucking awesome song.
It is.
Yeah, it's good.
That was my go-to to make Haley a different person.
All right. We have started. It's time to incept her mind.
Dude, right. I'm waiting for that door to swing open.
She's asleep, so it's already in process. It's.
I see.
The trick is not making it too loud.
Now I get it.
I'm safe, so we can bash sleep token all we want to right now, too. That's.
Oh, a special addendum to this.
Uh-huh.
An episode within an episode. It's a suite, right? It's like we took a sleep token for 20 minutes in the middle of this episode. No.
All right, Gabe.
Do it.
Well, what's the grade you want to lay down and set the standard for on this?
I'm going to start us off high. This is a 94.
Damn.
This is really fun. I just had a blast.
A 94 I would go, on your first listen? Like, I expect it to be like top five at the end of the year.
I mean, it's very good. I feel like if this is like what they're doing now, imagine how awesome they were when they first started. Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty crazy. That stuff sounds like probably like this, but edgier. I don't know.
I'm gonna come in with a B-80. Like, it wasn't bad, but this is not my particular gem.
This is really solid. I really enjoyed quite a bit of it. I probably would have gave it a higher grade if I listened to the version that you guys had that was only 30 minutes long, but I'm going to give it a B.
I believe him. I am. This is a lot of fun. Good shit. I'm right there with Ben. I'm going to give this a B also. Well, having listened to the 37 minute version, but anyway. It's good.
That gives us an average of 86. Would you buy it?
Yep.
I'm curious what to know. I think I might.
Well, I want to hear a few more. And then I'm going to, of course, that is a slippery slope since they have 15 fucking albums out.
Indeed.
Might be pushing yourself to 15 albums.
Might be. Might be committing yourself to that.
Listen to 12 albums, but I don't know. Need to hear a little bit more, see if I want to get it.
Well, at that point, I would give up. If I hadn't made up my mind by 12 albums, nah, son.
Watch it be like Slayer, just consistent. Yeah, you hear one track, it sounds like I'm all. Like if you put on one playlist, like, hit shuffle. Like
Paradise Lost.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Know exactly what we're getting with this band.
Oh, man.
Oh, but I'm glad you found it. Me too. Since I never heard it before.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm curious about the stuff before this.
Yep. So, our next Ben's pick for the new album released in February is Motorhead.
Motorhead's new album. It starts
next time here.
Yeah, it starts the year of Motorhead, the year of Lemmy, our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior, indeed.
I was so confused for a brief second. I looked at the spreadsheet. It was like new album.
Tracy introduced that in a really strange way because he also said for a new album released in February, Motorhead.
That's like the slot.
Unless I'm totally mistaken, that didn't come out or it isn't planned to come out in February 2024.
That's the joke.
I know that's a joke, but I mean.
It was
he just false advertising. You and no sold it. That's all that was.
I know. Okay, he's like, not funny. Try again.
No, you see, you're talking to people right now who may know the ways of the spreadsheet, but we're broadcasting to people who don't.
That's it, Tracy. That's the thing. They don't know. How could they ever know the secret knowledge? Like, that's Templar type shit, man. Understand it. We barely understand it, other than Gabe's notes telling us we're liars.
We are liars.
We are.
Thanks for tuning in this time on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.
Bacaw. Compensatory bacaw.
Compensatory bacaw. Oh, yeah. Back ordered bacaw.
Back ordered.
Right. Well, we missed one.
I love it.
Bacaw.